Jason, when you look back at anybody's career, there's always maybe a watershed moment that puts it in a positive direction. Right. That happened for you in 2010 at the HP Byron Nelson. That was a big win for you.
Yeah, there was a question mark at the start of the week that I was, you know, if I was going to play or not because I was sick. I had sinus problems all year, and I almost pulled out on Thursday. So to actually fight through it and be able to win that event was huge for me. Gave me a boost of confidence, and definitely felt, you know, it was one of those tournaments that goes down that, you know, I'm glad that was my first event to win.
And we were witness to something, a disclosure by you that you admitted that when you first came here, you didn't have to work. You were going to just automatically win, and you found out different.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big lesson for me, is that there's no substitute for hard work and the dedication you put into a game or anything in life. The will to improve yourself as a person, as a player, you know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do each and every week. And from there, you know, from that win, you know, I did have a couple of phenomenal years from there, and then I had one down year. But, you know, that's the way things are. Golf is a very long career. It goes ups and downs, but hopefully it goes up more than down.
Jason, everything being equal, you're looking forward to going back and competing in the HP Byron Nelson this year?
Yes. It's going to be fun. It's always a fun week to go back and play, and I'm looking forward to seeing the familiar faces that I see each and every year, and definitely it's going to be exciting to play. I used to live there. I don't live there anymore, but it's great to see old friends and family down there. So
thank you for your time.
Thanks.